Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Tribal Wisdom by Bridal Tribe. I am your host, Cynthia Williamston. And first, happy Wedding Wednesday. It's good to be here with you again for another Wedding Wednesday. And I want to just take a moment and say thank you to our callers and fans who have been sending words of encouragement and sending prayers to us, knowing that we are here in New York. We broadcast from New York, and we have come through the storm. We are safe. There are still a lot of individuals who have a lot going on and a lot of recovery to do. So I want to say thank you for sending your prayers and sending your concerns for us up here. I also want to send out a prayer to everyone along the East Coast. We go through things. I'm so glad that we're coming together as people normally do during times of crisis and to lift each other up. So thank you for that. Today, as for a few announcements, you guys know that we launched Bridal Tribe Magazine last week. And it's a successful launch, and we're so happy that you guys have been so supportive of us and the ones who have been purchasing the magazine or just at least leaving encouraging words once again. If you would like to be a part of Bridal Tribe Magazine, we do take anniversaries. If you'd like to have your anniversary for the month of January through March appear in our January issue, please send your picture and how many years you were married and the date, your marriage date, to info@bridaltribe.com, and your picture may appear in our January issue as an anniversary. We'll be able to say happy anniversary to you. Today we are continuing our talks on the wedding, on things that you could be doing for your wedding. 2 weeks ago we talked about how to choose a wedding planner and the different types of brides that we were speaking with. Last week we talked about bridal jewelry and embellishments for shoes and other things that you could do, especially for do-it-yourself brides. This week, continuing our wedding chat, we will be talking with two phenomenal guests, rather three, because one set is a sister team and the other set is a phenomenal hair and wig stylist. So today we're doing beauty and personal care with Sisters Keeper. I'm sure they're on the line because I do believe I see their numbers. I'm going to bring them in right now. I won't even hold you guys up. They're going to have some wonderful information for you. And you know what? Let me give out the telephone number for those of you who are listening by computer. If you want to call in, the number is 347-996-3160. Press number 1 if you have a comment or a question for any of our guests tonight. If you just want to listen, all you have to do is dial the number and listen. I do want to let you know that we are giving away a copy of Bridal Tribe Magazine to our fifth caller. So if you would like to win a free copy of the magazine, call in, be our fifth caller, and the magazine is yours. Without further ado, I'm going to bring in our guest right now from Sisters Keeper's Beauty Products. Hey, guys, you there?
Hey.
Hi. Now, I see two numbers in your area. Are these both for you? Do I need to bring somebody else in?
No, we're both on this line.
Okay. All right. Okay. So please, I've only prepped them just a little bit and told them that this is Sisters Keeper, but we don't know exactly who we're talking to, or actually some might. So please start telling us who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
Okay, we're Sisters Keeper. I'm Kiki.
I'm Nikki.
And we have a natural skin and hair care line. We offer soaps, shampoo bars, body butters, all from a natural perspective, basically to take care of your hair and skin in a healthy way without all the parabens, petroleum oil, mineral oil, things like that.
Wonderful. And talk to us about why you do this, how you got started. I remember we had a little chat about this, Nikki, and I loved what you were saying, that you were really doing it for a specific purpose, and it was for family.
Right. We basically started because, one of our first products was Nyla Butter, And Nyla is a little girl who has a lot of allergies. She has, like, allergies to corn, soy, wheat. You pretty much name it. She has an allergy. And she couldn't use a lot of the things that are on the shelves in the store because of her allergies. Mm-hmm. So we researched, and we found products that didn't have tree nuts or, you know, basically any origins from a tree nut or any kind of shea or anything like that. And with the Nyla butter that we created, you know, she was able to have a product that she could use without having issues with her skin.
So you developed this Nyla butter, and I'm taking it that you named it after Nyla, like you said, which is great. And you created Nyla butter just for her, and, you know, what happened from there? You started with certain things. You did a couple of testings, and everything worked?
Yeah, we did a couple of testings with the Nyla butter. And what it was we didn't realize so many people had allergies to shea, and, you know, you hear people that have tree nut allergies, but, you know, if you don't have that allergy, you really don't think about it. Mm-hmm. So that's why we created our line, and instead of using shea butter, which is, you know, in a lot of natural products, we have a mango butter line, since mango is a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So we only have one product that really has shea butter in it. So, yeah, that's how Sisters Keeper was started.
Wonderful. Now, you know, I think I told you before that the purpose of having you guys on this show is mainly because I don't think you guys have ever dealt with a bride, but brides, the closer that they get to the wedding day, the more stress and anxiety they deal with, and they have a lot of skin breakouts. They, you know, they start losing hair. You know, it gets a little hairy and scary for them, and then they have to end up going to either see a trichologist or some sort of doctor to try to get something to remedy what's happening with them. And there are some who are very sensitive to parabens and other things. So the purpose of this show is really to give them information about where they could get products to really kind of help them through these types of skin outbreaks and things. So if you don't mind, could you tell us a little bit more about some of your different products and what they're good for? Now, personally, before you even do that, personally, I love the cocoa, the cocoa butter one. That's my favorite one so far. So why don't we start with that one?
All right. Well, our cocoa body mousse, it is a cocoa butter-based body butter.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in a rich chocolate scent. And it works really well for a lot of people who have, like, dry heels and things like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use that. It's good. You know, cocoa butter is great on stretch marks. So we have a few customers that are with child right now that use the cocoa body mousse, and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
Cocoa butter is good for chafed and damaged skin. Mm-hmm. And it's I'm trying to, let me see. It's an overall good butter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. Oh, it's also good for locking in moisture in your hair.
Okay.
And that is one of our only products that doesn't come in a lot of scents, because the cocoa butter has the, you know, the chocolate fragrance.
Right. Right. And another good thing you kind of just mentioned, what I really like about the product is that you can not just only use it for your skin, but you can use it in your hair as well. So it's multi-purpose. It's a multi-purpose product. I have personally used it. I can vouch for it. I use it on my skin. I use it on my hair. My hair smells great. My skin feels so soft after using it. And I can say I used to use a product called St. Ives.
Uh-huh.
And they had a wonderful collagen elastin moisturizing cream for your face, but I think that the company has discontinued it because we cannot find it anywhere. And I've been searching and searching and looking for it, and I can't find it. And I've been trying other products, and for sensitive individuals like myself, you'll try a new facial cream, and it leaves your face either dry, or some areas were too dry and splotchy, and, you know, it's too oily. because we have the whole T-zone issue where your skin is normal everywhere else except for in the T-zone.
Right.
And then I used your product, and it was, of course, like completely by accident because I ordered your sampler.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I put some in my hair, and then I remembered Kiki saying that, oh, you can also use it on your skin. So I put it on my face, and it felt great, and I'm so happy to have found something because it took me long enough to find something. So I do want to let our listeners know that this is a product that you can use on your skin, your body, your
yes.
face, and your hair. So it really is phenomenal. So
right.
go ahead and tell us about the other products. I think you have something. I should have brought my products in here with me. But you have Dip Hair and Body Moisturizer. Talk to us about that.
Now, the Dip Hair and Body Moisturizer is one of our top sellers. People love the Dip Hair and Body Moisturizer. It is it has hemp seed butter in it. That is hemp seed butter is great for... It's a natural sunblock. It's great to fill in the moisture and lay down the hair shaft. It's also great on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to fill in the moisture. Hemp seed butter also helps to strengthen the hair shaft. And as our dip, we infuse the water with burdock root and nettle, which is great for breaking hair. If you have problems with breakage,
uh-huh.
It helps strengthen the hair shaft. It also has coconut oil and hazelnut oil, which are all great products to fill in moisture and to help with the hair shaft and also to keep your skin just supple and moisturized.
Okay, so, you know, brides and brides-to-be and even our married couples, if you're listening, this is something that you can use for on your hair if you're starting to experience a little breakage. Of course, most times it's due to stress, so we want you to really, you know, find
mm-hmm.
ways to relax yourself and not be so anxious and, you know, kind of calm the anxiety. But this is something that you can use to keep your hair healthy and strengthen your hair before you end up going to get your style for your wedding day.
Right.
Wonderful. And you have another product. What is the name? Hold on. I'm going to go look at it. What is the name of that one? We talked about the Nyla butter. We talked about cocoa body mousse. We've got the dip. Wasn't there something else in there that I used?
The hair and body souffle.
Yes. Let's talk about the hair and body souffle.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's light. It's a lighter butter, you know, for a lot of people that don't want to use cocoa butter or shea butter. It is the avocado. It's very good with penetrating your skin and your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the mango butter is a natural emollient, and, you know, it works really well with treating dry skin,
mm-hmm.
Skin rash, it heals skin peeling. It also has a natural sunblock in it. And another thing, it helps restore your flexibility and reduce degeneration of your skin cells.
Nice. Now, is this also the one that helps with eczema? Which was the one that helped with any kind of like eczema or dry skin problems?
That is actually our hair and body souffle, our dream with body butter, and the cocoa body mousse.
Nice. So wait, all three cover eczema issues or very dry skin issues.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I'm definitely going to post that up on the page tonight to let people know about that. So great. We've got your body butters. We've got the souffles, and tell me a little bit about your exfoliating brown sugar body scrub. I haven't had a chance to use that yet, but I'm anxious to.
Now, our exfoliating brown sugar body scrub is, me personally, I love it. I use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for just removing the dead skin. You know, we're in the shower, and it's winter time, and it's great to remove the dead skin and to help to get that moisture back into your skin to make it more supple and moisturize. It has sweet almond oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
Use dead sea salt and rice bran oil. Rice bran oil is great for the skin. It leaves your skin, after you use the brown sugar body scrub, it leaves your skin feeling silky, like you just get rid of all the dead skin, basically.
Right.
So it leaves your skin feeling silky, right.
Okay, and now are the soufflés, body butters, and sugar body scrubs the only products that your company makes?
No. We have shampoo bars. We have one of our top sellers now is our Sunburst shampoo bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. it's great to remove any. It has mustard seed oil in it. Mustard seed oil is great for your hair and your skin. It includes honey. It has neem oil. Neem oil is an antiseptic agent.
Mm-hmm.
And also the honey works as a conditioning agent, which adds shine and luster. Honey also is a humectant, which helps you retain moisture.
Mm-hmm.
And it also includes shea.
Okay, some shea butter.
Right. We have a hair repair shampoo bar, which has protein in it.
Mm-hmm.
A Rasool Clay shampoo bar, which is widely recommended, you know, for helping improve skin conditions like psoriasis, acne, rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rasool Clay it's a really good clay to use. We have a honey and coconut milk shampoo bar.
Uh-huh.
We also have a rosemary and eucalyptus bar that also includes neem. And if you like a stimulating scalp, anything with like tea tree in it, it gives you that tingling feeling in your hair. So a lot of people rave about that one.
Nice. Now I want to give our callers a chance to make a comment, ask a question in a few minutes. If you're on the air, please press 1 to let us know that you would like to speak with our guests tonight about their product. And you need to know that this is a small business, this is a family owned business, and that the products are just really, really phenomenal. The number is 347-996-3160. And we actually do have a caller on hold right now, and I'm going to bring you in. You're calling from area code 314, and the last four digits are 9799. I'm going to bring you in right now. Hello, you're on with Tribal Wisdom.
Hi, this is Nyla. I am so glad my mom let me call. I love the Nyla butter. It works on my scalp. It does not irritate my face like other sensitive skin creams do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Nyla.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Nyla has called in to endorse the product that her mom and her auntie made for her, and I love it.
Guys,
I love it. That's just too funny. You guys are slick. I love it. I love the plug.
Right.
So why don't you tell us more about your future plans for your company, because, I mean, everything that you've been doing now is great, but I know you've got some fabulous plans for your future about really getting the word out, and I'm so glad to be one of the catalysts to be telling a lot of my listeners about your product. So, as a matter of fact, before we talk about some of your future plans, why don't you tell us where we're able to find you?
Say that again?
Why don't you tell us where we can find you? Where can people find your product? Where can people find you on any social network?
At www.sisterskeeper.biz. They can also reach us at 314-252-0120. And just for the listeners who are listening to the show tonight, we created a coupon code so that you can save 10%.
Wow.
Right, if you use the code BLOGTALK on checkout, you'll save 10% on your order.
Well, I'm gonna actually post that on the in the event right now. Hold on.
Okay.
And I'm also gonna post your website. Let's do that. And then go ahead and talk to us while I'm posting that. Talk to us about the future plans for your company, because right now you're a small business, but you're not a small business, and you're growing. So What are the things that you're planning to get this product kind of worldwide already?
Well, right now we're in talks with people in three different states where our products will hopefully be in Indiana,
mm-hmm.
Georgia, and Florida.
Nice.
So that's big for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
We also are sponsoring Sunshine's Natural and Loving It. She's having a cruise
mm-hmm.
next, I believe it's July. We're going to be a big part of that. We also have a meetup group in St. Louis called the Show Me Naturals.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big event coming up December 1st. They can email us at customerservice@sisterskeeper.biz
mm-hmm.
for any information about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're going to be in Bridal Tribe magazine
right.
in January.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, you will be. I can't wait to actually let people know more about your product because, like I said, I find it to be a phenomenal product. I love what it's doing for my skin. They will definitely be running a campaign because people need to know more about where they can find products like this that deal with, especially for, you know, naturals. The naturals always love this kind of stuff. And, you know, you want to keep looking good before the wedding, at wedding time, and even after the wedding. And this product is something that I stand behind that will help you do that. Go on, you were going to say something.
And yes, since this is Bridal Tribe magazine,
mm-hmm.
We actually got a call from a bride 2 days ago
oh.
who wants to buy our deluxe sampler.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to get our deluxe sampler for each one of her bridesmaids and her groomsmen.
Nice.
So we'll be working with our first bride this December.
Yay! And I can't wait to really send some more brides your way. You know, for all you guys who are listening, especially for the bride-to-be who are listening, I think that this is an excellent gift, as she said, to put, like, in a gift basket. I'm going to try to create the Bridal Tribe Grammy bridal bag, you know, the bridesmaid's bag or basket, and where you could just put, like, a load of different products and things in it for your bridesmaids, and this should definitely be one. So, you know, of course, you guys and I, we need to get in some talks about creating something to just like a basket where they could just click right on it and just send it right out.
That would be awesome.
And we also
yeah.
have things for the groom as well. We can also do a package
talk
that is...
about that. Talk to me about what you have for men because they, you know, sometimes we do neglect giving them grooming tips and grooming products that work for them. So take your time and talk to me about what kind of product you have created for the men.
Now, for the men, any of our products are for men and women. But for the men, we have a special signature scent that is coming out this week, that we have coming out this week, especially for them. So any of our products work well for men as well as for women.
Nice. And
right, we'll just scent it especially for the men.
Right. And what kind of, I don't want to really say issues, but what kind of issues do the guys use your products for? Are they the same or, you know, what do guys, because, you know, they're special.
Right.
So they have different skin issues other than just from the anxiety because, you know, they shave, you know, they do different things. So talk to me about that a little bit.
Well, I know we have one customer, a repeat customer. He has issues with, like, eczema. So our organic African black soap works well for him, as well as our Dream Whip body butter to help
nice.
With his eczema and then also to restore that moisture in his skin. And we also have our Paradise body oil, which is
mm-hmm.
great for men as well as women. It contains safflower oil, which is great to keep the skin supple.
Mm-hmm.
And we have now our exfoliating brown sugar body scrub is also good for men. We'll be coming out with that scent, a different scent coming out with that one soon.
Right. I love it. Hold on. I think we did have another caller. Give me one second. No, we have someone on hold. Again, if you're on hold and if you want to make a comment or you have a question for Nikki or Kiki, the telephone number is 347-996-3160. Press the number 1 to let us know that you would like to speak with them, and we'll bring you back in. And, of course, caller number 5 is going to win a copy of the premier issue of Bridal Tribe magazine, so we can't wait to give that away as well. And as the ladies did say, tonight they are offering for all our listeners, if you want to purchase any product today, you will be receiving a 10% discount on all products, I think you said. Did you say all products?
Yes.
On all the products using coupon code BLOGTALK. I have placed the link to the website on our page and on our in the event. So please do take advantage. I personally recommend getting the sampler. That way you get to try a little bit of everything. Now, are you ladies also, because I remember when I bought the sampler and you said, Cynthia, if you have any questions or anything, just let us know. Are you offering them tips on styling or anything, how to use your products for styling?
Yes, we do. We post pictures. We post tips on, if they go to our Facebook page, which is Sisters Keeper, on Facebook, and if they like our page, we put all kind of natural tips. We put tips on doing your hair. We have on natural cleaning, natural air freshener, all types, anything healthy, natural,
right,
juicing recipes, we include all of that. And one last thing I wanted to say, one of our customers, she just sent me an email. She told me she had keratosis pilaris, which is known as the chicken skin condition, where you have rough, bumpy skin, like on the back of your arms and thighs. She uses our Dip Hair and Body Moisturizer, and that has greatly helped her.
Nice. Yeah, and I love the testimonials that your customers do send in. I think it's great, and hopefully, did you put any up on your site? I'm going to make that suggestion right now. Put some on your site, because I'm going to happen to send in a testimonial myself. So get ready for mine.
There's a testimonials page on our website, which has testimonials that we received. We also have a couple videos of what people thought about the products. We have a few more that we'll be putting onto the site this week. And, you know, if you could just go to our Facebook page.
Where can they find you on Facebook?
We have reviews and videos of everything on, you know, the page. If anybody has any questions about, you know, how do the products work and things like that.
Well, where can people find you on Facebook? Let's tell them that.
It's facebook.com/sisterskeeper.
And is Facebook and the website the only places where they can find you?
We're on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is SistersKeeper11, so that's SistersKeeper11. We're on Pinterest as SistersKeeper. I think that's just about it right now.
Okay. Well,
We're on Instagram as well, SistersKeeper Products.
Right.
Wonderful. I'm gonna make the request that you either one of you, when we're finished with the interview, or even if you want to do it now, within the event, go ahead and post up all the places where people can find you so that they know.
Okay.
Right. So yeah, you definitely please go right ahead and do that. As they said, you can find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/sisterskeeper. Is that Keeper singular or Keepers?
Keeper singular.
Okay, Sisters Keeper. You can also go to their website at sisterskeeper.biz. You can find them on Pinterest, also under Sisters Keeper, correct?
Right.
Great. And you can also find them on Twitter, www.twitter.com/sisterskeeper11. And please correct, that is correct. I just want to make sure I'm saying it right.
We're also on Instagram at Sisters Keepers Products.
On Instagram. Wonderful. Definitely post that one up because I didn't say that one. So once again, I just want to, of course, thank you guys for being on. And we're in a group together called Ambitious Divas. So we are divas just working together. And we have another one of our divas that's coming on a little later on tonight. Ramona Sneed, and she makes wonderful the wigs that the things that she does with weaves and wigs is just incredible to me, because they look incredibly natural. I would not think that they were any type of enhancement on hair, and she's going to be coming up within the next 5 minutes. But just to go over again what you can receive from this wonderful company with these two sisters that are working together to bring you natural products for your hair and your body for beauty and personal care. You have a choice of using their raw organic African black soap, which is wonderful. They have a Sisters Keeper sampler that has everything in it for you to try. And I doubt that you're going to be upset with anything. There's not going to be anything that you can't use from this site. They have the Dip Hair and Body Moisturizer. They have Dream Whip Body Butter. They have the Hair and Body Souffle. And you know what? You guys didn't even talk about the goat's milk. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, the goat's milk soap. It's a moisturizing soap. We've gotten so many testimonials on the goat's milk soap. We even had one lady that told us she put down her Dove and picked up our goat's milk soap.
I love it.
Right, that's what I was like. I was like, oh, my God, you compared us to Dove. But the goat's milk soap, how we found out about it is, like, eczema runs really bad in our family. And one of my nieces, her skin basically was turning into scales.
Wow.
The dermatologist recommended goat's milk soap for her. And because, you don't go to the store and just see a bunch of goat's milk soap sitting on the shelf. So we learned how to do goat's milk soap, and basically that's how we found it, and that's the history of us selling goat's milk soap. Just like I used to go to Walmart and buy soap, you know, for the family. Mm-hmm. I haven't bought soap probably since Sisters Keeper started because of the goat's milk soap.
Nice. Well, guys, I'm going to bring in our fellow diva right now because I do believe that she is holding on the air. So please don't even go anywhere. I'd love for you guys to hang on for a second. I'm not even going to put your mic on mute because I want us all to greet one another. Hey there, you're on the air. Is this you, Ramona?
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How's everyone doing?
Hi, Ramona.
Hello.
Wonderful. You know your fellow divas are on, Nikki and Kiki, and they're talking about their product, and we're just so glad that you're joining us right now. So why don't we, guys, I'm going to put you on hold just for 1 second, and I'm going to bring you back in a little later on before we all say goodnight to one another. So please don't go anywhere. Hold on for 1 second. We're going to move into the second portion of the show, speaking with Ramona S. Thompson. She is a phenomenal cosmetologist who works with hair and weaves and wigs. I'm going to be posting her Facebook page up in a moment. I definitely want you guys to go and visit and see what she does. And the reason why we're bringing her on is because with the wonderful stuff that she does with hair, sometimes as a bride, you might want to wear a piece. You might want to wear a wig. You might want to wear your natural hair. Who knows? But there are choices. And this is one choice that you should look into because, again, her wigs are phenomenal. You don't have to take my word for it. You will see for yourself. So, Ramona, please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, where you're from, what you do.
My name is Ramona Thompson, and I am originally from Louisville, Kentucky, but I'm residing in Mapleton, Georgia. And I am a wig designer and a master cosmetologist.
Mhm, mhm. I love it. I love it when you say a master cosmetologist. I love it. Okay. And how long have you been making these wigs? Not that it makes a difference because you're phenomenal, but how long have you been doing this? And tell me how you got started with just the wig portion of your business.
Well, actually, I've been doing hair since the age of 8. I actually started braiding at the age of 8, and at that point I realized that cosmetology was in my future. Mm-hmm. So I started to do a lot of the wigs and weaves because a lot of my family members and just people in general were affected by this disease.
Mm-hmm.
So that inspired me a whole lot to make wigs and to do weaves.
Wonderful. And I know that you do donate a lot of your time to different diseases, and you donate your wigs and you donate your time to speaking to other people about being in cosmetology. Tell us a little bit about that, about the different organizations and foundations you've donated your time and wigs to.
Well, one of the foundations, organizations that I've donated to was, it's a charitable organization called Dress for Success, and that organization alone is, they are helping, you know, single parents who are struggling or just people just in general that are looking for a job. I have to donate to the single parents just to bring out the interest of a lot of the single parents. And I have also donated my wig to the AIDS and Cancer Awareness of Diamonds and Pearls Centaur event, to the Women and Children's Shelter. Just different organizations.
Mhm, mhm. And what kind of hair? I mean, when people look at what you do, where are you getting your inspiration from, and how are you choosing what styles to do?
Well, actually, what inspires me the most to create different styles is sometimes the energy as far as people's personality, and just being able to have a client consultation with them and just to get to know their personality and what they like helps me to create a look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if we had some individuals who wanted to get in contact with you, tell us how they would do that.
Well, my wigs are sold exclusively online at www.rtwigs.com,
mm-hmm.
and they are also advertised on Facebook, Twitter, thirstyroots.com, and naturalsunshine.com.
Nice. When you talk to your customers, take me through the consultation. Of the things that you would need to know, because I definitely want people to know more about you, especially brides, not just for them, but even for their bridal party. If not for the wedding, after the wedding, you know, especially when you want to get a little sexy and look a little different for your new husband. what can they do when they talk to you and they're out of town? How will this be handled? How will they be able to talk to you to get their peace?
Well, actually, they can contact me or email me, and once they leave their information, I would return their call. I actually like to use Skype a whole lot, so therefore we can kind of react face-to-face, and I can kind of get a look at their face structure and also get to know them a little bit more better as far as the personality to help me create a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that you should probably talk about is what sets you apart from other wig makers, because I've seen your line and it comes in so many different colors. And most, in fact, we both have had the conversation that most people don't even believe that you're doing the work, that you're coloring your own wigs because it just looks too natural. And it just doesn't look like it could possibly be. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about what sets you apart.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry, so tell us a little bit about what sets you apart and like how are you inspired to do color and different things on your wigs? And especially the natural hair wigs. I think people really need to know about those.
What sets me apart is just being creative and having an open mind. Mm-hmm. Just being able to actually feel the person's vision and just feel the information, you know, as far as the information with them sharing me the information about a little bit about their lifestyle, what helps create them. Some people like color and some people don't. But the ones who do like the color, I am able to balance out their energy. Their energy helps me to inspire a look for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people might say that they like business, office, or conservative. I'm able to visualize that and to get a look.
And all of you who are going to go check out what she does, I'm sure you're all going to agree with me. I've already told her that I think she's like at, she needs to be just handling celebrities with what she does with her hair, because it's just so incredibly natural looking. You can tell that she puts a lot of love in her work. And tell us, you have a page here on Facebook. Are you on Twitter as well? Let's talk about all the different mediums where people can kind of go and see what you do. As well as, for those of you who do not know, Ramona will be featured in the January issue of Bridal Tribe magazine as well. So stay tuned for that. We're really planning something very, very phenomenal for you guys to take a look at, and I'm excited about it and can't wait for you to see it. But tell us where we can find you.
You can also find me on a lot of my pictures, which really kind of helped me get started, to firstroots.com. It's a phenomenal black hair site that helps you to promote your work.
Mm-hmm.
I did a commercial with them. I've also did a commercial interview with them as well. Also, I'm on naturalsunshine.com. That's another phenomenal black hair site, just for natural people who are just natural, to show that it's okay to be natural, and I'm going to be coming out with a couple of natural wigs for the natural ladies as well.
Nice.
You can also find me on Twitter, and I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at Mona O'Ray. It's my Twitter name.
Mm-hmm.
You can also me on Facebook, and I'm advertised as Ramona Sneed Thompson on Facebook as well. And I also have a wig line. My wig line is also posted on Facebook, rtwig.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find me at all four of them different sites as far as the advertising of my wig.
Nice. I'm going to go ahead and bring the ladies back in. Hold on, because I want us all to talk about the need for bridal beauty when it comes to the personal care, skin care, and hair, and bring it all together. So I'm bringing Nikki and Kiki back in. Ladies, are you there?
Yes.
Yay. let's talk a little bit about, you know, the coming together of all three of us working together. I think it's just not by accident at all. We all seem to be heading in a specific direction when it comes to natural beauty for brides of color and just people of color all together. What are your views on, you know, why is it that you started your businesses? We'll start with Nikki and Kiki. Why is it the reason, we know that it was for Nyla, of course, but the direction that this is going in, tell us your thoughts on this.
When we first started with Tanala Butter, we had no idea that this is where we would be today.
Mm-hmm.
It was like we got a website together, you know, after, you know, people were requesting the different butters and things we had. And it was just like it's taken off. Right,
yeah.
And it's blossoming. You know, it seems like every day we're growing more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Our main focus for our company is just to share
and embrace who you are, embrace
your natural beauty and
your natural self. And one thing that I wanted to point out was I went to Ramona's business page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
She has a short, simple bob on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's giving me so much life right now.
I told you. That's when I see her. When you see her work, you're just like, come on. That's her hair. You know, how is she getting all these colors in her hair? But it just looks so extremely natural that I, you know, as a natural, I am a natural. I don't discriminate against anyone who chooses to wear a relaxer or braids or weave or whatever they want. I just think that whatever makes you feel beautiful is what you should do.
Right.
And that you shouldn't discriminate. And the fact that I know that I can call Ramona and say, you know what, I need to, like, put my hair away for the winter and I'm looking for a nice, you know, look. What can, you know, hook something up for me. and what she does is just, it just looks so, again, it's just such a natural look. And I've shown a couple of my friends and they're like, yeah, I might have to give her a call, Cynthia. And I'm like, yeah, you should. That's the reason why I'm telling you.
And she's coming out with some natural wigs.
We are definitely interested.
Right. And protective styling is a big part of being natural, protecting your ends. Because, you know,
retain that
right, less manipulation is so good for your hair, especially those of us that have hand in hair syndrome. Oh, wigs are, man, you just don't know.
Oh, no, actually, I do. and other people are going to find out. So, again, to my listeners, these ladies are phenomenal. What they do is phenomenal. What they are doing and will do is also something that we really need to be paying attention to, because they are making a mark here in this industry, in the beauty industry, and hopefully soon in the wedding industry as we work together. Ramona, your thoughts on what's happening and the direction of where you're going in your business?
Just talking to, who was that, Kiki, who left me that, who just said that nice compliment, and I really appreciate that. Just hearing individuals' testimonies, you know, about my work and just about hair loss helps me to create, you know, just like for the Natural Sisters. I try every now and then to get a natural style and to inspire people just to say that it's okay that you're natural, but it's okay to wear a wig that's natural or just natural looking. So just hearing them with just great, you know, words of encouragement helps me to create, and that inspires me to just reach for the limit, you know, reach for the sky and to be creative and, you know, and just have an open mind. Just keep that open mind that there's just not relaxed wigs that I can make, that I can step up to the next level and create a natural protective style for the women who are natural as well.
Mhm. Mhm. Wonderful. Wonderful. I mean, there's really not much more that we could even say about it. I think that you, each of you, your work speaks for itself. I do want to know more about the charity work. I think you ladies are also involved in a lot of charity work. We spoke just very briefly about it with Ramona, with the organizations that she gives to. But what other charities do you normally give yourself to? And I think, Ramona, you speak. You go out and you speak to other people who are in school.
Yes, I also go to different colleges, and I am able to inspire a lot of the cosmetology students to stand firm and create and inspire and bless. And I'm just thank God that I'm able to share my blessings with others. And they're able to just, I get a lot of inboxes, a lot of emails on how I make my wigs. I'm not afraid to share my blessings because I'm very confident in what I do and the way God has made me. He's made me to share this and to bless others with my gifts. So I definitely don't mind sharing if a lot of the students or just people in general have questions about how I make my wigs.
Mhm. Mhm. Kiki and Nikki. The organizations that you guys work with. Are you guys working with other organizations too? I know you. I think that you do. Am I correct or?
Yes. So far, we've made 2 donations. We've collected clothing, and we've also donated natural hair and skincare products from our line to the Kathy J. Weinman Shelter here in St. Louis, Missouri. They help women and children, you know, rebuild their lives who have suffered from domestic violence. They specialize in mental health services, and they're right here in, I believe it's St. Anne, Missouri. And for those who can't get out, you know, or don't have a way they even come to your home and they'll pick up things that you have to donate for the women and the children.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is something that we definitely should be discussing and talking about. And for those of you who are listening, if you want to be a part of what these phenomenal ladies are doing, if you want to be able to help them give back, or if you would like, well, for Sisters Keeper, if you want to help them give back, please visit their website, please visit their social media areas and ask them how you can contribute to the places that they also contribute to. Once again, I think she said it was a women's help or women's shelter. What is it again, Nikki?
It's the Kathy J. Wineman Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Their phone number is 314-423-1117.
Mm-hmm.
And if they just ask for it's the lady that's in charge of donations. Her name escapes me right now,
mm-hmm.
but they'll send you to her voicemail, and she'll call you back and coordinate a time to pick up donations and things like that. But the things that you donate, if they're products or, you know, hair care and skin care, they must be unused.
Right, right. And also, if you're looking to have Ramona come and speak, you want to contact this wonderful woman on Facebook. Once again, www.facebook.com/rtwigs.com on Facebook. And just rtwigs.com, is that what it is, your website?
No, my website, if you want to contact me on my website, it's www.rtwigs.com. But if you want to contact me just on Facebook, you would just go by my name, Ramona Sneed Thompson, or you would just only put in rtwigs.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. If you're looking to have her come out and do some motivational speaking or to teach a class, these are the places that you want to get in contact with them. I'm so grateful that you ladies were on. My divas, you have no idea. I'm so grateful that you guys came on the show tonight. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate the information that you're sharing with the listeners, with brides-to-be, to be used not just before or during the wedding, but after the wedding, too. And look for us. Look for us. We're going to be working together to really start promoting one another and everything that these ladies are doing. Look for us in the magazine. Look for us on Facebook, on Pinterest. I think what I need to do is create a board on Pinterest where we all can share on one board together. I think that's what I'm going to do tonight, so we can let people know about the things that we're up to. And we're coming down to the last few minutes, and I just want to say again, thank you to our callers. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to my guests, Ramona Sneed and Nikki and Kiki from sisterskeeper.biz. If you ladies have any last words you want to say, go right ahead. You're welcome to do so.
I also wanted to, this is Nikki from Sisters Keeper. I also wanted to add that we also speak with, we went out and spoke with another group whose name is Sisters Keeper.
Uh-huh.
And they help young girls just, any questions they may have with self-esteem or just anything they go through, you know, being a teenager, being a preteen. And we went out and spoke with them. Some of the girls happened to be natural, and we just spoke with them about and gave them what helped them best for their hair. And any questions they have, we answered them. So that also is a good, if you had anything that you, or anything with that company there, it's called Sisters, SISKEEPERSTL. They're you can find them on Facebook. They're just an awesome, awesome, awesome group.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Then you know what? We're going to go ahead and say goodnight to everyone. If you want to know more about these ladies, the information will be posted in the event. It'll be posted on all of our Bridal Tribe pages. Please go ahead and visit us at bridaltribe.com where you can find out more about us, our company for beauty, and more about the magazine as well. Join us on Tuesday for Shoesday Tuesdays. We love to post up beautiful shoes and beautiful ideas for your wedding day. We are a company that's about love, beauty, fun, weddings, and marriage, and we are dedicated to love. Good night, everyone. Talk with you soon. See you again next Wedding Wednesday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.